Good morning, Michael Shook from the city of Coffeyville. You're the interim city manager, and we're going to run through the city agenda for the commission meeting this evening. And looks like a lot of new business on the agenda for this evening. First of all, there will be a special presentation, and you want to tell us a little bit about what that's about? The proclamation?
Yes, this is a proclamation for the Assisted Living Week, September 9th through the 15th. So the mayor will sign and issue a proclamation on behalf of this, presenting to a local group.
Okay. And then under new business, you know, I think I recall this from last year, I guess, a submission to the JAG grant, or no, it's not a JAG grant.
This is a JAG grant.
Is it? Okay.
It is, yeah. This is a federal grant made available each year to the law enforcement agencies to provide assistance on numerous projects, including officer safety. This grant, if approved, would aid the police department in the purchase of a Nelson System NextLog digital analog recording system, replacing our current system, which is a voice products recorder system that was purchased over 8 years ago, ironically, through the JAG grant program. This system itself records telephone calls into the PD dispatch. It would also record all emergency radio traffic at the PD, so keep our fingers crossed on that grant.
Yeah, very important for everyone to be able to have access to that improved recorder to make things better when you have to go back and listen
exactly
to calls that come in and determine, you know, if something should happen out in the field, to be able to kind of pinpoint the timeline and how things went down. You've got a resolution for a work authorization for the intersection and drainage improvement project. A lot of those have been on the agenda recently.
Yes, this is for the 2019 list of projects, slate of projects. This item is to award an engineering design contract with Algier Martin and Associates for the engineering design of the 2019 intersection and drainage improvement projects. Projects that we have slated for 2019, I'll just run down the list. We have first in Edgevale, second in Ohio, third in Linden, eighth in Reed, eighth in Central, and eighth in Hickman.
Boy, that eighth in Central is going to be a lot of work at that intersection, isn't it?
It is. With Algier Martin doing the design, I'm confident we'll end up with a pretty good product once it's completed.
Yeah, that is one of those intersections that's like everything flows from north to south along Central right there and runs right into 8th Street.
It does, and then you've got the flow from east to west. It's kind of a low spot right there.
Yeah, so it'll be great to have that improved eventually. And it looks like there's a change order to the Clink project from Jeff Graham Construction.
Yes, this item is a change order with Jeff Graham Construction. This is for the 2016-2017 Clink project. This is a project where the joint repair was completed on Highway 166. This is from the West City limits back towards town to Buckeye Street. This change order was for additional traffic control as requested by KDOT and a final quantity for all the pavement repairs as per the contract, as we had a unit pricing for volumes and materials, and this we knew this would vary. So this ultimately is a negative change order or a deduct in the amount of $18,121. So that's good news.
Yeah, and anytime you can kind of get a change order to the positive side, that's a good thing.
It's always good to get money back.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of money going somewhere, how about the sales tax funds that are going to be headed over to our Holiday Inn Express? A little, I imagine people might be kind of like, now wait a minute, why are we giving money to a hotel operator?
Well, hopefully I can explain this. This is a resolution to approve per an agreement the distribution of a Community Improvement District, or CID, sales tax funds to Nile Hotel, or locally known as Holiday Inn Express. A special taxing district was created for the property which Holiday Inn Express now sits on, whereas a 2% improvement district sales tax was established. This was provided as a means and mechanism to provide funding for reimbursement of eligible costs associated with the construction of the hotel. So currently, this special sales tax only applies to the hotel itself. However, should another retail business develop on that property or on that corner, the special 2% additional sales tax would apply to them as well.
Okay. And, you know, this is just, you know, in towns like Coffeyville, you know, given our population and growth or lack of growth, in order to be able to get a new hotel to build, which is important to support industry in this town, because
absolutely,
we have a lot of people that are in town working on contracts that are here temporarily that need a place to stay. So this is a kind of a good use, I guess, of those sales tax funds to kind of help spur that development.
And those people staying in that hotel, you know, they're actually paying part of the bill for the construction of that. So no, it is a win-win, and it provides a means to help fund projects such as that. So it's a good deal.
Yeah, and then you have all the other traffic to that Holiday Inn and all the other hotels in town that, you know, people passing through town or people who have relatives visiting. I know we've used a number of the hotels in Coffeyville for various family members when they've needed a place to stay. So it's always nice to have updated amenities and newer places for them to stay.
That's correct. And if you look out there, just driving by out there, it seems like they're full. Both hotels, the newer hotels, are full most of the time.
Yeah, even the Sleep Inn, you know.
Correct.
So Sleep Inn, Best Western, the Holiday Inn Express, all fairly new hotels here in town. Now then, looks like the U.S. 169 Corridor Coalition is back up for more conversation.
This is a resolution would be from the City Commission in support of the U.S. Highway 169 improvements as recommended by the U.S. 169 Corridor Coalition, which is made up of communities and businesses along the highway from really Coffeyville to Garnett, Kansas. This resolution of support would be provided to the Kansas Legislative Joint Transportation Task Force on September 20th during one of the several regional task force meetings throughout the state. The Corridor Coalition has developed five key recommendations, which include the build-out of shoulders from Welda to Garnett, construct an overpass at U.S. 160-169 interchange, to redesign or construct an overpass at the K-47 U.S. 169 interchange, to build turnouts for rest areas and safety checkpoints along the expanded highway, and lastly, evaluate, design, plan, and construct an efficient and safe transportation system that will improve safety and the flow of traffic through there in Coffeyville.
You know, you mentioned the 47, possibly an overpass there. I mean, currently that is an absolute four-way stop, right?
That is north of there. I believe the intent is to have the north-south traffic not stop at that and just keep traveling straight north or south.
Yeah, and then have an overpass for folks heading east or west.
Correct, and I believe that's along the same ideas that they would have also for 160-169.
Yeah, both ways to kind of alleviate the pressure there, because there are accidents really at both of those spots. You know, not necessarily. If you ran the statistics on it, I don't know that the numbers are out of line with others, but it's still enough that it's problematic.
It is, and I think that's ultimately what drives a lot of these projects, unfortunately, is accident counts, fatality counts, and such.
Yeah. So anything to improve public safety and and make things easier for the traveling public is a good thing. Because we all, you know, living down here in Southeast Kansas, you are between the communities.
Correct. We travel quite a bit, 169 north to the Kansas City metro area. It would be nice to see some improvements along that highway.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great to have it four-laned all the way. All right, Michael Shook. Well, what else we got?
I really don't have any other new business to discuss. I would like to remind everybody that the cleanup week has been set for October 15th. A flyer is being sent out in all the utility bills. We will include a household hazardous waste disposal and a drug take-back day on October 20th. For any residents or citizens that need help, needing assistance getting their items to the tree dump that's located on North Sycamore Street, they can contact the Red Cross for assistance. I incorrectly stated last time that tires would be allowed. Let me correct that. No tires are allowed.
Yeah, Cindy sent me an email and lined me out too, so we've both been corrected.
We have been.
Duly noted. No tires in the cleanup. All right. Well, interim city manager for the city of Coffeyville, Michael Shook, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Deborah.
We'll see you this evening at the city commission meeting. I'm Deborah Woodall. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.